Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Denmark's Moral Panic: When Islamic Values Challenge Danish Moral Decay. News: In recent days, Muslims in Denmark have come under fire for sharing Islamic reminders on social media regarding the annual high school graduation festivities, which often involve gender mixing, public intoxication, and lewd behavior. The posts congratulated graduates while advising Muslim youth to distance themselves from practices that contradict Islamic morals. This prompted a sharp reaction from Danish politicians and media figures, with accusations of extremism, social control, and even threats to professional livelihoods. Politicians, including the Minister of Integration, criticized Muslims for not embracing Denmark's drinking culture, claiming it is part of our values. Comment: The outrage over simple Islamic advice reveals more about Danish politicians than it does about Muslims. What triggered the political class and media was not hatred, incitement, or coercion, but a moral viewpoint rooted in Islam that questioned societal norms and advised Muslims to abstain from participating in voluntarily festivities. That alone was deemed unacceptable and criminalized. This is the essence of liberal secularism. It tolerates all views except those that originate from divine sources and challenges its foundations. When Muslims merely articulate their belief that alcohol and promiscuity are wrong, the mask of tolerance falls. Freedom of expression becomes a privilege for secular voices only. The rest must assimilate or be silenced by government officials. The aim is simple: lewd behavior is sacred, and drunkenness is a holy Danish value. Even though alcohol consumption, according to several experts and reports, is a major problem among Danish youth, who hold the European record for youth alcohol consumption. Yet the same politicians who attack young Muslims for advising against drunkenness have remained deafeningly silent for 20 months while genocide unfolds in Gaza. Where was their outrage when children were being slaughtered? Where were their moral sermons when hospitals were bombed and entire families buried under rubble? Their silence speaks louder than their selective indignation. To all young Muslims who are graduating this year, we congratulate you wholeheartedly, not only for your academic success, but even more so for standing firm in your Islamic identity amidst immense societal pressure. You are the pride of this ummah. Your refusal to conform to immoral norms is not backward. It is principled, courageous, and deeply needed. Never be ashamed of Islam. You are not alone. The entire ummah is with you. Let their threats and mockery pass you by. They are signs of their weakness, not yours. Remain steadfast. Engage society with wisdom and confidence, and carry your Islam with dignity. Lastly, these events remind us once again, Islam is not only a personal faith, but a complete way of life. It is time to work seriously for a political system that protects our values and gives voice to our beliefs. A state that embodies Islam as a mercy to humankind. That system is the Khilafah, Caliphate on the Method of the Prophethood. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir by Ibrahim Atrash.